Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Okay, I think maybe that might help. I was just getting into my whole thing, and people were not hearing me. I'm sorry, I did not hit the microphone button, and so I had a whole darn thing going there. It's late night here on BT Hour. So you guys should be able to hear me now. Somebody would give me an indication that you can hear me. I hit the mic button, and I thought I had it, and the little microphone did not appear. So, Sean Bray, thank you for pointing that out. What we have here, as far as guests, we have Amara Lilly, we got Elizabeth Rose, Gabriel, guest 7422, good to see you. You're a mystery guest, okay, so we got that. Mother Jerry is with us, Paranormal Guys, Jason's here, Scott Wise, GHI, and we got Chambray. And we do have 317 caller, I do see you there, so I'll tell you what, why don't we just jump right into it and, do a little late night soul streaming / mediumship, and we'll see what we get. 317, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wondered if anyone of my loved ones has some message for me in spirit.
Okay, what is your name?
Robin.
Okay, Robin. Okay, good to meet you. And loved one in, I'm just going to write this down, and then I'm just going to get... Loved ones in spirit, and the first thing I get is a clock. Somebody had a big thing with time, and I'm just looking at this. I just got a clock out of the blue, saw that. And lately I've been taking to just writing down symbols that I see. This person was into, there was also a forest. This person was into, living in the forest or doing something with forests, trees, lots of trees around this person. Angelic. What's the word? Angel is the name. I saw the word angel or angelic here, so I'm just writing that down. And well known for eating. okay, so eating. I'm writing that down. And and Robin, I get the feeling you've been feeling a presence around. But is this like a recent passing that somebody that's gone and then you're calling in about?
Yes, I've lost two family members in the last 4 years.
Okay, so 2 to 4 years. Now, I'm just trying to see what this person is telling me. This is a male.
Yes.
He's an older male, and he has there's something with his arm that I'm trying to understand what he's telling me about his arm. Did he have difficulty with an arm? Was there somebody in the family that had an arm difficulty this past? Like, or an arm deformity?
No.
Am I reading this right? Huh?
No.
They keep insisting about this arm thing. This is like a big thing. This guy keeps talking about the arm. It's like something with the way the hand worked I am having difficulty with this one. He insists on continuing with this. Was he, did he do something where he was heavily, lifting a lot of things? Does this person use their arms a lot for heavy lifting and that kind of thing? That might be it, but I'm just going to ask him. I don't understand what this arm question is about with this person, but he insisted on it. But I'm going to let that go and move on. Just go ahead and just take note of that. There's also a female who comes around, and this female is kind of a soft-spoken person. She's very soft-spoken, shy to the point of excess almost. But retains that quality, as a matter of fact. She's younger than the man that came through. And an M name. I wouldn't say Mary, but I would say it would be a name like Mary, like an M-A, Marge, or something like this. So I'm going to say M name and just go with that. But, this person is around. And have you been seeing shadows? Have you been having activity in the home?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and has there been any, when these people, both these people passed, were there dreams where they appeared to you?
Yes, a lot of dreams.
Okay, so that's been a continuing phenomenon then, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and has there been something to do with unfinished business that was, that came through? Where there was something that, I just get the feeling they're trying to tell you about something that was not finished, in with regard to their life or their estate or whatever, that is like a continuing problem. Would that be correct? Or is there something or did the family have like a split kind of a thing going on when they passed and it was something about their estate?
No, not really. My dad passed 4 years ago, and my mom has been trying to sell the house for 3 years now. And she did have a buyer, but the deal fell through at the last minute.
Oh, jeez.
It has something to do with that.
So they're trying to, so what's happening is they're just sticking around then to make sure. Now, you know, so that your father is the older man as I'm seeing, and I am still going to stick to my guns on this, and I'm going to ask you to really check this out, because this thing with the arm is bugging the hell out of me. And, you know, John Edward, kind of my hero here, he's a bulldog with this, and I'm going to be a John Edward tonight, and I'm going to say that this arm thing, it really bugs me, and it could even be into the hand. There's something about his arm. Did he have tattoos?
No.
He didn't have tattoos. I'm just trying to get this arm thing, and I am not reading it well. It's a symbol that I'm just, all I see is this arm. Was he Navy? Was he a Navy person? Was he
a
military?
Very sick person.
Pardon me?
He was very sick.
He was very sick, but did he, what was his line of profession, if I might ask? I mean, because I won't try to read that, but what did he do for a living?
He was a computer engineer.
Computer engineer. What is this with the arm? He did, and I'm a computer scientist myself, but the thing I did he have any sort of occupational, you know, one of the problems in this business with what we do in computers was, is that when you get carpal tunnel, did he have a little bit of pain from that or anything like that? He's trying to show me this, and I'm just not, it's not going away.
Oh.
He did have
skin cancer on one of his hands. He had a very bad spot right before he died.
He had skin cancer on the hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that might be what he's trying to show me, because I mean, I'm sticking to this like glue. Was it extensive?
Yes.
Okay, then that would be, I think, that probably would be it. I'm glad I kind of stuck with this, because I knew there was, you know, he's showing me something with a hand. And generally when they do that, they're trying to come through to say, you know, this is me. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing about the house, I think is weighing, and your mother is still alive, correct?
Yes.
And has she been having, she's also been having the experiences with him coming around in the dreams, correct?
She doesn't remember her dreams.
Yeah, but
she has
something, you know.
Memory problems.
She's having some memory problems. So she's having some health issues. I would not be surprised if he's kind of sticking around for both her and this house thing going on. Is there some sort of a drama going on with the family too in all of this? Is there more than, you know, since this has all happened, has there been any kind of stuff going on?
No.
The family. It hasn't, you know, there's been no, okay. What happened after he passed immediately? What are the general events that happened? And I'm not fishing here. I'm just going to ask. There was no dramatic anything. It was just, everybody just was sad and, you know, the funeral and all that, and it kind of quieted down.
Well, there was a little bit of drama with one of his sisters.
Yeah. Okay.
She was upset because he wanted to be cremated, and she was against it. And she tried to get my mom to change her mind, and mom said, no, he's going to be cremated. That was his wishes. He made it very clear.
Huh. And has that since resolved? You know, has there been an understanding that it's okay? All right.
Okay.
So, what about this woman that I saw? There's a more petite woman, and I don't, I'm not sure that she's the one that, because you said there were two of them, right? There were two who passed in the last 2 to 4 years. Isn't one of the ones that passed in the last 2 to 4 years. You know, I got the male, but the female is somebody who's been gone a good 20, 30 years. And she's very, I'm trying. She dresses in these, she had like a big thing about where she liked dressing up very much so. I wouldn't say elegant, but liked to look good, and really big on summer dresses, the way I'm being shown here. Rather shy but funny, quirky sense of humor. So I don't know who this would be, but she's around, and she kind of keeps an eye on things. But and your father is aware of her. So, you know, this is, and she comes in visitation just as he does. He's not there all the time, but there, he's been there more about the mother, but this woman is coming around with him, and the two kind of like tag team and watch over what's going on. So this is pretty common when you have somebody who has an illness or anything. What is her condition? Is this something, you know, you said she's got memory issues going on?
Yeah. She had a brain aneurysm that ruptured, and she lost a lot of her short-term memory.
Yeah, that happened. And my father has had a stroke and is really challenged with his speech, and there's cognitive difficulties. And we've had for quite some time a number of our family members from the other side actually asked them for help to come in and let us know when things were getting a little bit funny so we could take him to the doctor. And my grandfather, Almada, he was a famous neurosurgeon. And so when I kind of put I figured if anybody would know what to do, it would be Grandpa. And I called out to him, and a week later my mother said she's seen Doc running around the property. And I said, well, that's because I called him. And she was glad. But did you ever call out for help with this situation with the mother?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So does the woman make any sense to you? Because this is a family member going back, and she's appearing young, but she was older when she passed. And so I'm giving you she wants to look the younger when she comes to me in this form that she's in, but she's like, she's to the side of your dad. Did your dad have sisters?
Yes, he did.
Does one of them have?
I don't really know them. They passed when I was very small. I don't remember them.
Do you have access to any family members or family records that could in photos that you could look at? Because I could tell you what she looks like.
Not at the moment.
Okay, well, I'll give you this. A little assignment for you. She's about 5 foot. She's about 5'4", 5'5". Petite, brunette, has a perky look about her, and yet she's extremely. Pardon me?
You say punky look?
Kind of a perky look about her. She's perky. She's got like a little spunky kind of. She looks a little mischievous. You know, she's just kind of got that little twinkle in her eye, like, you know, it's like you look at her and you want to be in on the secret kind of thing. That's the thing I get with her. And she's just a very, somebody you would want to be around and would be a friend. So, that's kind of the general, you know, physically she's very beautiful. She's a worker.
That sounds like my daughter.
Oh, really? Is she still alive?
No, she's not.
Your daughter? How long has she been gone?
3 years.
God, because I got a bunch of time with her, but she's been gone 3 years.
Yes.
So she would come through with your dad then when called then. So if you called out, the both of them would appear.
Yes. I believe they have.
Okay, so I got it wrong on the years, but this is the two, and so this is the two that have passed since in the last 2 to 4 years now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you having, what's the thing with the water? Plumbing? I'm trying to read what they're telling me here, and this is a difficult one. have you been having water turning itself on? Have you been waking up to stuff turned on? And I'm thinking it's water, but it could be electricity. I'm just trying to, you know, because I'm getting flow. Have you been having something, lights being turned on, or have you been having an experience you go in and the sink's running?
No, that's not happened to me. But lights flicker off and on, and telephones ring, and no one's there.
Okay, well, then that's, electricity.
My daughter's MySpace page, it flickers.
Okay, well, that's very easy for them to manipulate electricity and also to do things with spirits have an ability to roughly, push about 10 pounds of force on physical objects. They have enough energy that they can do that. It's tough for them. When we feel them, you'll feel like a touch of a breeze on you. It takes very little energy for them to do that, but they can exert force. And they can't hit you. I've actually seen people hit in paranormal investigations with considerable force. So they can turn knobs. They can do different things. And they can affect electrical devices. So I would not have a doubt that they're trying to get your attention. Are you talking to them when this happens? Because I get the feeling you're recognizing this for what it is.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so have you got a kind of a now, I get the impression that you're pretty sensitive, you would actually be able to kind of sense who it is, that you have, skills of your own, correct?
A little bit, but I don't know. I always second guess it.
Well, that's the problem with this is don't second guess. Just when you feel it and the first thing that pops into your mind, go with that, because that energy is, once they make that connection and they throw that symbol out at you, if it's your husband, you're gonna feel husband, and just go with that, if it's daughter, it's daughter. Just go with it, and then just start
sometimes
talking.
I'm not sure if it's dad or my daughter.
Well, then if you're not sure, then just say, hey, give me a sign as to which one it is of you, and it may or may not pan out, but. The thing is, with practice, with time spent doing this, you'll get that you'll develop that connection with them, and that's where mediums are great. But when you're home and you're dealing with the spirits day to day, they're there with you the whole time. And it's a relationship you can actually work on, just like a garden, and grow. And I really think you can do something with that. So. I do know they're there helping you with the mother. Now, what is she like right now? Is she stable? I mean, is things going well with her?
Not really. She's been feeling bad lately. She has had heart attacks in the past.
Are you the primary caregiver?
She just moved in with me a couple months ago.
Uh-huh. So it's been a big life change for you, too. So you're feeling the stress of a caregiver and going through all that. It's a real, what you're doing is a titanic thing. You know that. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And how are you faring through it?
Pretty good. Just a little tired. Stressed out a little.
It is, I've watched my mother age considerably, and I've done everything I can to try to ease her burden, because I stayed around, to be there to help with the situation, and my father, realistically, I'm looking at it for what it is, and he's probably not got a lot of time, but I'm glad. The thing is, I take the time to tell him every day I love him. And it drives him batty. He just goes, oh, darn you. But I do that a lot. And the other thing, though, is I started watching Mom here recently, and she started looking pretty haggard. And this is just coming through, and I'm just passing this on to you because I'm supposed to. I started looking and going, she's not doing anything for herself at all, so somebody else has to do that for her. And today in the mail came, I got her a nice... She likes the fact I do the mediumship, and she wishes she could get back and do it again. So what I said, and you're going to send me some green tomatoes. Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. You're right. I got to talk to Mom. But anyway, we got this lamp. I got her a special lamp. It's a Himalayan salt lamp that puts out negative ions. And it's really cool. It's got this orange light. It's really beautiful. And I bought her MP3 player, a nice little MP3 player that she can just clip on when she's out in the garden, and she can play the music she loves. And it's just anything that will help your soul is going to, you know, especially as a caregiver, refresh itself is what you need. And I just sense that this is a little bigger than you thought it was going to be, you know, and it's weighing on you a little more than you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you getting help with other people? Are the people from the family coming through and you know, following through with help for you?
Not so much, really.
Have you asked for that help? That's the thing I'm going to throw out there at you.
No, I haven't.
Ah, that might be part of the thing going on.
Well, my siblings are very busy. They work all the time and, you know, have their own lives. I have no time.
But, you know, even if you can get a day, the thing that I found with my mother is she needs a day where she can go off and do her thing, even if it's half the day where I just stand there and I babysit and, you know, and I know what medications to give him if he starts to go, you know, south or, you know, and she's got a cell phone so I can always call. But she needs that break. And that's the thing I think that you are desperately needing. And I know it's early on. She's been at this woman that is my mother. Has been at this for 3 years now, and it's a tough road to hoe. And you know, how many months you've been doing this? You just started like two weeks.
Yeah, 2 months.
Okay. 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do need a bit of a break there. And what I would just say is tell the family, hey, I need a day. You know, somebody to come in and take over for a day while I go off and do what I got to do. I need a break too, so I can be more useful for her, you know, for the mother. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you cannot be super person and control that. You know, it's just not. And I think that's part of the reason your family passed on the other side are coming through. They're not only worried about, you know, your mother, but they're worried about you.
Right.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to ask for help. And I think that's kind of the thing. And I would be, if I were you, I'd really watch the dreams. Now, do you remember the content of the dreams that are coming through for you?
Yeah, I do. Not always, but most of the time.
Have you written those down?
Pardon me?
Have you written those down? Have you put those in a book?
No, I haven't.
Good idea. Yeah, you know what I would do? I would, right after we get done here and you're done listening to the show, make a special note to yourself to take some time and go back and look at those dreams and try to remember approximate dates and get those down. And you will, I think you'll be surprised when you see it in black and white written down, and then just start taking up from this day forward what comes through, because, those dreams are going to be definitely an indicator from the other side as to some things going on and messages being passed forward, and you'll get a lot out of it. And it's the quickest way to get access to what they're doing with you when you do work with them. So, that would be the kind of deal, but they are around you. Absolutely. And, I do feel that there is another gentleman older with a handlebar mustache, very formal. He strikes me as not having been around a long time, but he's got this kind of handlebar mustache thing going on. Midwest, a Midwest connection, and just formal. But he's like he's family from, but he's like a generation or two back, and he's around. And is the home, is this like a family home that you've been in a while, or are you around, is this the city that you've been, the whole family's been around forever and ever kind of thing?
Not forever, but most of my life.
Most of your life. So how long have you been around there?
About 30 years.
30 years. And before that, was it, did you move in from another city far away, or was it kind of in the same general vicinity?
Another city. Far away.
Far away. Well, whatever this is, this gentleman, I get Midwestern connection of some sort, and I don't know which state, but he's older. He presents older, kind of a wiser, white-haired, steely eyes. They're like gray, and he's a no-nonsense guy, but he's definitely in charge. And the other two, your daughter and the husband. Your husband know about this guy and they know who he is. They work with him. He comes through with them periodically, but he's not there all the time. So I suspect you're going to be seeing him. And he's tall. And so I think you're going to be, when you've seen the shadows, you've seen shadows, right? You know, you've seen this stuff. Have you seen two at one time?
Yeah.
All right. Keep an eye out because I think you're going to see three. So, yeah. And I think that'll be him. This guy presents himself as, you know, he's kind of the leadership type, and he very, very much, is no nonsense. And he's there to kind of watch over everything. So he's not directly as involved, you know, there's definitely no emotional quote attachment to you, but he's family. He is family, and he cares, and so he's there working with it. And it was natural for him in life to do that. It's natural for him to come in when the family needs him, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And I suspect if you go back and you do pull the records like we were talking about earlier, you will see a picture of this gentleman, and you will find out that he is from the Midwest. So
okay.
You know, there's a connection. So I that's about all I've got for you, my friend.
Okay, thank you so much, John.
Okay, Robin. Well, God bless you. And do check in with us again. You know, we love when people come back and tell us some of the stories. And I would just love to hear who these people are, you know, that, you know, some of the names and things that come in. So, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. And let's see, we have, let's see, I'm going to go ahead and put 317 on. If you want to stay on there, Robin, too, just go ahead and listen in. And we have what did my computer just do? Oh, that's why, because she just hung up. Okay, so we've got 229, I see you, and 360, I don't see a raised hand, so I'm not going to, I think you're just listening in, so you go right ahead. Let's go ahead with 229, and let's see, what is my time frame on things? We've got 25 minutes remaining. Well, boy, this really went fast, guys. Here we go. And it's 12:04, September 1st. We're already in the ninth month of the year. So 229, you're on the air. Who is with me tonight?
Hey, John, it's Amara.
Hi, Amara.
How are you doing tonight? Show's been long.
Hi.
It's been good, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know what, I love doing this stuff. I'm a medium in training, so I don't always get it right, and I'm not afraid to get wrong. But you know, that was kind of cool. That was a cool reading. I enjoyed it. You know, Robin was like, she was leading me on some deep stuff there. But what can I do for you, my friend?
Well, I wanted to chime in first about the payment for services. And I think a lot of people don't, I mean, they think of it and they think spiritual gifts, it's almost sinful, you know, to take money for it. But really, any talent that's God-given is your gift. And everybody else makes a living off their God-given gifts. You've got doctors, you've got ministers. I mean, just everybody. You take the gifts that God gives you, and if you can make a living with that, then you're blessed to be able to do that instead of doing a more mundane job that your heart's not in, you know? So I think it's almost selfish for people to say, well, I could use my God-given gift to make a living, but these people can't use theirs.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. It's somehow threatening to people though when you try to mix money, spirituality, and then psychic gifts. And I have to admit, I mean, I said it on the other show, because for those of you just tuning in who weren't on the prior show, we were talking about the whole notion of accepting money for doing psychic and mediumship work and similar type things like astrology, for example. And to me, it's work. Work is work. When you study and you are honestly from your heart doing what you really love doing, and you're doing this work and you're helping people, whether you're a plumber or whether you're the world's best medium, you deserve to be paid for it. I just look at it that way. Now, the thing is there's always a bad egg in every cart, and there are people out there who do really bad jobs plumbing, and the word gets out around about them, and people don't want to use them. And the same thing should be with those in this business who are charlatans and take people's money and say, "Ooh, I'm going to read you, and then if I light this candle for you, your bad luck will go away." And those type of people are, basically breaking the law, in a legal sense, this is entertainment. And as long as you're doing entertainment, it's perfectly legal to do. But, but from a pure spiritual sense, when you're trying to heal people's souls and do work with them, and you're literally, they're coming in and they're putting their feelings in your hands, it is so, it's such an awesome responsibility when they come in and they put their heart in your hands. I mean, look at Robin. She comes through, and two people, that she dearly loved came through, and I was fudging it a little bit because I got the numbers wrong on some, as far as how far back they were, but I described her, and she recognized who this was. That does a world of difference when you can accurately, bring through somebody like that, and it is worth something. Now I do this on air for free, and that's because I like doing it. This is all out of my own pocket. I don't make any money doing this. It just has struck me though, so often I watch and see the whole notion of value and money clashing with spirituality, and then people get real uncomfortable. So, but thank you for agreeing with me on that. I mean, dare to disagree too. I mean, we can have spirited conversation too about it for people going in,
While I'm here, is anybody coming through for me maybe tonight?
The word uncle immediately shot through. And this is younger to middle age. And
I don't have any uncles that passed on.
You don't have any uncles? You don't have a great uncle that passed on?
I have one uncle that I'm not really close to. It was far away.
Was this, do you know how he passed?
He didn't pass. I don't have any uncles that passed.
You don't have any uncles?
No, I just have one living uncle.
You have one living uncle.
Because I have bad feelings towards.
Are you close to him or not?
No, I'm not close to him. When my grandmother passed away, he dealt with the situation very badly and was very hurtful, and I don't really speak to him anymore.
Well, I drew a heart with a big, I'm looking at it right now, I drew heart and I drew two lines on the other side of the heart like it had been torn. And So I'm getting the feeling, how old is he at this point in life?
I guess he would be maybe 40s, maybe a little pushing 50. He would be a little bit older.
Okay. The other thing I get with him then is that he may be in a situation that is medically, there's a medical thing going on with him. And if he broke a lot of hearts, would he, there's a kind of a symmetry in life. And I find that people who, the things that people do to others in their lives tend to kind of come back on them. And the same sort of thing befalls them. And if you did good things, you don't tend to have those problems. But if you did some things that were not so good, there's actually a scientific study to prove this. Mad, angry people tend to have heart attacks a lot more. And it's just a fact of life. But I get with him, this heart thing going on, and I really think he feels bad. There's a part of him that feels bad here. So it's not so much about anybody dead in your life. It's this uncle is going through hell right now. And so you don't talk to him at all, right?
No, I just, you know, I never had harsh words with him. I have harsh feelings because, you know, basically when my grandmother passed away, he was very greedy. And it just hurt my heart. You know, I didn't really care so much about the money or the things. It was just very hurtful. So I never call him or, you know, I'm just not in touch at all.
Well, I think, you know, people that do that, you know, his karma, his special burden in life is to live with the stuff he's done and to live with what he's done. I had a relative of mine who would do this and did it repeatedly to different, the elders in the estates, and it got to the point where they had to take special precautions to prevent her from getting anywhere near any of the wills and anything like that. And her life right now is absolutely miserable. And she is just, she's isolated. She's shunned. No one wants anything to do with her. It's just a terrible thing. But the thing is, with this gentleman, I get, you know, so I pinned it with the middle age, and this heart thing just keeps coming through to me. Broken, not only broken heart, but physical heart issue, something going on with him. And if you do get the, you know, if you do just check on him, I would be willing to bet that it's going to be something going on with his heart. And he's not well. That would be the words. Now around you, I'm just trying to see who this is. There's a female who is passed. And what in the hell? The word copper.
Copper?
I don't see copper. And art. And artistic. This person's artistic.
I don't have a whole lot of people that I know well that have passed on. Just really my grandmother and my grandfather and my husband's grandfather and grandmother. People that
This could be somebody from family that you don't know well, but she is around you. Do you like art? Are you artistic at all?
I love art, and I wish I was. I am artistic, but I'm not very inclined. I'm not a very talented artist.
I would be willing to bet if you were to look into your family background that you've got this woman who shares this with you, and I would be willing to bet this is your mother's side. And,
I wouldn't know that side because that side of the family is not in communication. It's almost like my mom was adopted, so I don't really know who people are, but don't really know that side of the family, so...
We get this a lot. You know, it's funny. I mean, I have the same problem. I've got my dad's side. I know very little about that side of the family. And yet, you know, here's the problem with spirit. And it's not a problem, but it's when you come in and you're carrying all this earth stuff, those spirits on the other side really don't give a damn about it. They're going to be like around you because they love you. And so, you know, they're family no matter what. Yeah, because all that stuff goes away on the other side. So this woman from the other side, and I get her to... Did your mother have sisters? Like a sister?
No, she just has the uncle that we were speaking about.
Was there a woman who was as close as a sister to her? Because I get the sister energy thing.
I don't know.
Okay. Take note of this and ask around about it through whatever means you can. But I get this woman is like your mother, but sisterly energy. If not sister, then it's going to be, which we've established, but, she's going to be somebody like a sister and is somebody close to. And this lady has this, amazing, thing with, artistic stuff. And she sees that potential in you and wants you to go forward with that. You wish you see, you know, when you, you really, you know, you say you want to do that, right? You want to be more artistic and build things and get your hands dirty.
Yeah, I would like
stuff.
To.
What kind of art do you want to do?
Well, I would like to be able to draw. And I do practice from time to time. I'm just not very, very good at it.
Well, you know, the trouble is like, you know, it's kind of like mediumship. Like, I'm jumping in right now, and I'm not the best there ever was, and I'm not trying to be just yet. But it's getting out there and doing it. You know, you got to get in there and just do it. Don't come up with excuses or anything like that. Just do it. And you just dive in. And, you know, before you know it, you're doing it, and you're doing it better, and you're doing it better. And if you get around the art community and get around people that are doing that local to you and, you know, putting yourself into it, you'll suddenly start finding out that, you know, you're going to get better at it. And take some of your work and show it around and go around to some people that in the community that do this stuff and kind of make contacts.
It
and
might
I
be my photography. Now, that's something I have a passion for, and that's kind of artistic. And when I do it, you know, I do like nature and things like that, and I am pretty good at it. I mean, I'm not going to go out there and try to draw or anything, but photography is a big passion that I haven't made time for that I'm good at.
Now, I love photography. I do actually close-up photography with flowers. I have a special, very special equipment for doing extreme close-up of work with macro photography. You know, I've got special rails and special things that let me get right in there, and I can do, you get some amazing stuff that it almost looks like you painted it when you get done with the work, you know, and you're photoshopping it and do what you do. But that is art, and absolutely, you know, so if that's what your intention is to do, do that. But know that this woman is sitting there back kind of getting into your face going, why aren't you doing that thing? Because you've got to do this. This is kind of a family tradition deal. So that's, I don't know her name. I'm not going to try, but I know she's around you. And are you in a multi-story home?
No, it's a double wide.
Double wide? Did you live in a multi-story home?
My childhood home's a three-story house with my grandmother.
Okay. Did you have paranormal experiences in the home?
I did, and throughout my life, all the time when I dream, my dreams are always set in that house. I mean, I never had any overwhelming experiences there, but I always would feel or hear things, and as a child, sometimes I would be frightened.
Okay. Have any of those experiences continued on into the current day?
Well, last we spoke, I had told you that I had something that had been waking my daughter, and that I have spirit that I believe that comes into my bedroom at night and watches me sleep, and I'll hear the floor creak, and I can tell where they step. So,
I remember about this reading. Yeah, usually I see, because I usually, it's like goes in and then my short term goes, but I do remember something of this. Now,
to get rid of the other spirit that was bothering my daughter just the other day.
Say again, because it broke up. I'm sorry.
I cleansed my house just a few days ago over the weekend to get rid of the spirit that had been bothering my little girl. But I still feel a good presence here.
I would tend to think that you have one of these. Now, was this spirit, did you feel the spirit was negative?
The one that was harassing my daughter, it was purposely trying to scare her. And it was getting more aggressive. When I did what we talked about telling it rules and letting her know that if she wanted to stay here, that she couldn't bother my child, then she took it up a notch and really, really socked it to her. I mean, she was really scared.
Oh, yeah, you're the one that wrote me. You're the one that wrote me. Yeah, you wrote me the other day with that, and yes, oh God, yes, I remember this. Has it gotten better since you started, you know, kind of really?
Yeah, I haven't felt like I had any problems. She seems to be sleeping peacefully. She's not waking at 3 a.m., I still feel a good presence here. I don't feel like my house is cleaned out, you know, like everything's gone. But I don't I hope that she's gone. I don't feel anything. There hasn't been a problem.
One of the, I pointed out in the prior reading, and by the way, guys, I've extended the show because we did have another caller out there, so I do see you, 512, and just let you know. One of the things that you are perfectly allowed to do is ask family and your guides for help, and to have somebody take up a watch and make sure that your child is protected. And sometimes they'll just do it on their own, but were I you, just my advice too is just go ahead and ask for that. Ask for protection. And, even if you approach God, God is all that is, and say, hey, this is what's going on. Yeah, what can we do to work this? And then just give it a week, and I think you'll be surprised. And but you said you felt like the spirit that you feel around is good.
The one that comes in my room at night. And I guess maybe for over a year I've had sometimes when it comes in there, it wakes me up. And I'll wake up, I'll sit up, and I'll be staring at a specific spot in the room. And, of course, I'll never see anything, but I just know something's there. And at first I didn't pay it much mind because when I went to sleep I would forget about it. But it's happened enough over the time that I began to realize that there was indeed something there. And that's what has led me to start to open myself up, and I desire some kind of contact and confirmation. And the more I've been doing that, the more I've been feeling.
Well, you're developing that your skills to be able to do this, and you're right on. And the thing is, I would recommend, it's perfectly logical to go ahead and have a tape recorder. If you got a digital recorder, have that right by the bed.
A little cassette recorder that I dug out the other day. I just bought a tape for it today. I was going to try.
Well. So you are already well on the way then. Yeah, I would just say do that. Try to establish communication and find out.
Can you get sense of this spirit that I'm talking about?
Pardon me?
The spirit that I'm talking about that watches me sleep. Can you get a sense of that? I don't know. Does it come through? I don't know how your gift works exactly.
I get that it's a woman.
I thought it was weird at first that they watched me sleep at night.
This name starts with an E, and I'm just going to call Eve or Evie. Evie. It's an E name. It's not like or it could even be an Elizabeth,
like,
but it
Edith?
Starts with E. Huh?
Does it sound like Edith?
It would be in that class, yeah.
Because Edith is my grandmother.
And is she passed?
Yeah, and I've wondered if she was here before, since I've been starting to have these feelings that sometimes I feel like maybe it's her, but I don't know if that's
The way you can tell with her, now, did she wear any particular perfume?
Yes. I have not haven't smelled it.
Ah, but you can ask
her.
Very
distinct. I would know.
Yeah, ask her if it is her. Ask her to manifest to make that happen. Now, I personally would believe that's her because I was seeing the E, but I was just having a hell of a time. But again, wasn't it Edith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was getting I knew it was like I knew it was not as long as Elizabeth, but I was getting like something, But
it'd be a very fancy E, because when she wrote her name, she wrote it very fancy.
Yeah, well, it jumped out. The E was there, and then I was trying to figure out what the rest of the letters were. But it's like, to me, when you do mediumship and you're clairaudient, it's like listening to them underwater speaking, and you're going, okay, what is that? It's one thing to do it with when I do the ITC work with EVP, but it's another when you're going, boy, you're just going to what you get. Some nights it's real clear. Other times I get a letter. But I really do feel that is her, coming through. And it's a protective, soft influence, but extremely firm. And it ain't going to take any guff off this other spirit that, was messing with you, with her grandbaby. not going to go down. Was she tough?
She was tough. Real tough.
Yeah, I got the feeling she'd haul off and deck somebody if she really needed to. So I just feel that, that's the presence that's around. This past of yours is still getting to me with this third three-story building.
It's in my dreams my entire life. Every time I dream, I go back to this house. And my husband laughs. He's like, oh, you had a dream last night? Were you living in your grandmother's house again? And it can matter, what the circumstances are. But this house, I don't know why. It's very present for me even now. And it's no longer in my life.
What I would do is I would start being an active participant. You know, part of the reason that dreams and part of the reason these things happen is because they're trying to get your attention. Believe me, they got your attention. You're calling shows. You're doing what you're doing. You're doing original research. You're working on this problem, trying to understand what they're telling you. Now is the time to sit back and formulate a response and say, okay, now it's my turn. What are you trying to tell me? Why are you showing me this house? What secret in that house, and I'm getting secret very big time, is in that home that you're trying to make me understand that, so I can delve into my past, because there's something with the past going on with this. So, this is a big thing for you, and you need to follow through with it.
Well,
I don't know what the
about
secret is.
Paranormal in that house. I mean, I wonder if I came into contact with something there, someone there, that maybe they lingered around. I don't know.
How old was that home? Because I'll tell you why.
Very old.
There was actually a death in the home, and it was not a nice death. Okay.
Seems like we've been known about that. I don't know exactly how old the house was. And it was built by a doctor that had a lot of children. But that's really all I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
well, what I feel is. To be honest, I feel that there was some sort of violent act, and if it was the children, it would be logical that if somebody was, say, had an anger issue and was beating on wives and children and got a little too carried away and decided to make the problem go away when they realized what they've done, they could have buried them there. So. It would be interesting to read about the history of that house, because it's really sticking out with me. Now, did you feel like any of the paranormal presences that were there were of a younger age?
Did I feel them at a younger age?
They presented as a young age.
I don't know. I didn't really have an inkling of that. I can remember my cat looking at things like its head moving and like it was following something in the air, and I can remember being frightened on many occasions, and just general sounds. I don't remember having any major experiences.
Can you get back to that home at all? Can you go back to that?
Not now. It's been sold.
Okay.
My uncle sold it. Goes back there.
Well, do you remember the address and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I know where the home is.
Okay, what I would tend to do in a thing like this, I would do some basic historical research on the place and see if you could come up with anything, because I get children, at least one child had died in there, and not nice the way this went. The other thing is the doctor, it's the doctor or the wife, but I'm leaning to the doctor, had some temper issues, and this is something that wasn't quite right with the whole situation. And you may want to find out more about this. And
the basement was very scary there, and I remember thinking, well, it was just because I was a kid and it was dark, but there's a large basement with a bomb shelter, and it was very scary. I would always run in and run out when I had to get something.
Well, I would not put it past that there's something going on down there. Now, of course, basements, of course, as we all know in paranormal research, is usually the wiring's bad, and you will get that effect with EMF, which will make you feel like you're being watched and all that. But you know, I get the feeling there's more to this than meets the eye. And the fact you're having so much trouble with it, and it's still bothering you all these years later.
It's weird that the house lingers.
Yeah, I would definitely follow up on that and, you know, see what happens. But, yeah, go, you know, get, you know, keep up with this and keep emailing me because, you know, I'd like to know how this turns out and, follow up on that house. Yeah, but, you know, but the grandmotherly energy in the home is working with you and, you know, keep the lines of communication going there too. Talk back with her. And ask her to keep, definitely to protect, you know, your daughter.
Well, that's good to know because we didn't always get along in real life, my grandmother and I. You know, we had a lot of disagreements, and she could be very mean, and we had estrangements, but we were closer there at the end. So it's, in a way, it's comforting to know she was here, but in a way, when I first suspected that she was here, it was weird to me that she would come to me. I'm like, she would come all the way here? But then I guess the grandkids really made sense too.
Blood is thicker than water, and trust me, you know, when they get to the other side and they have to, you know, a lot of those older attachments, you know, disappear, the human stuff just kind of goes, yeah, it's about love, you know, so it doesn't matter, you know, okay, that's, yeah, we did that. Let's work on what's happening right now and take care of what's important. And, that's what they work on. So I think you're in a great place, you know, but, just keep this, you know, keep the lines going. You know, you got these two different things that are going on, and you got yourself your own little novel going on here. You know that.
And it's hard for me to judge how much I should delve in with, because you mentioned before when I did the reading that you felt like both of my children were sensitive in the same way as I am. And I really want to explore this, but at the same time, I'm watching my children to make sure that it's not adversely affecting them. You know, it's kind of a slow, iffy thing for me.
I remember what I told you. It's a case of you can set your own boundaries and you can set your own explorations outside of that role. You know, the children and the paranormal, you know, do happen, and we see that on TV and different things, and we run into it all the time. But, you know, there's a time and a place to, you know, in an organized way to be able to handle that. And you're more than capable of doing that. But you want to explore your own gifts. You can do that separately. That's like, you know, you can set a space in the home or outside of it where you can do those exercises and not bring it into the house with you. You know, and keep it separate for a little while. And later when their gifts start showing up, then you can start addressing that, you know, on an individual basis and, you know, get solicit help if you need it. But,
yeah.
You know, you'll be much more knowledgeable about it because you're going to be working on yourself, which is a good thing to do, you know, and you've got gifts. So just, you know, keep at it because, you know, you're doing everything right from what I can see, you know. So there you go.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
All right, Mara. Well, hey, stay in touch with me, okay?
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Take care. All right. And I've just extended the show for another 50, you know, I gave it another 30 minutes there because we have got callers. Boy, we have got you guys out there going. Let's see. So 512, I think, yeah, you were next. 512, then I see a 978, boy. There's a bunch of you guys out there. And then one from my area, 916, not far away. Okay. So 512, we're going to bring you on. Hello, 512.
Hi. Excuse me. My name is Kima, and I just would like to know whatever you're picking up on.
Okay. Kima? K-E-E-M-A?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. Sorry about that. Why am I seeing trains?
Because I'm in the middle of nowhere.
What's that?
I said because I'm in the middle of nowhere.
And you want to be on a train out of there, huh?
Oh, a train?
Yeah, I was seeing trains.
Oh, I thought you said train. Oh, the town I'm in is one of the first towns that the railroad went through.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, railroad.
Or it could mean travel. Who knows?
Yeah, no, no, it was definitely about you, your area. Now, have you lived there most of your life? I mean, is that kind of a, or are you just kind of feeling, because I get,
no,
you
I just,
get the feeling.
I just moved here like a week or two ago, but I was told in the past life reading that this area is actually, I actually was a nun from New Orleans who started, who helped started this state, and that this area is not new to me, because they were saying the same thing, like, I've been here all my life, and I was like, I've never been to this area. So, yeah, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it just, because I just was like, it seems like you've been there, but I don't know, you know. The thing that, something else just happened to me. Sometimes I get physical symptoms when I do readings, and I got pain in my left foot, like sharp pain.
Yeah, my foot is hurt, and I'm thinking about going and getting a foot massage or going to a podiatrist. And I got a big old, what do you call them, when the skin gets real heavy over a place on your foot?
Like a bunion?
Is that what it is? I guess, and it hurts. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. I would recommend, because I am a past sufferer from shingles, and as a matter of fact, I had it as bad as you can get it. I had it actually almost took my eyesight, and
wow.
That happened in 2006, and it was from stress. And I went through. I actually had to do my own research, because shingles is one of the more misunderstood diseases out there. People think, oh, I can get it. And it's like, no, it's an immune disorder. It's like, you know, you can't catch it, you know.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah,
but you don't get it from kissing. It's just stress.
Yeah. It's from the chicken pox. It's the everybody who's ever had chicken pox, which happened to me, ends up having, you know, it actually, the chicken pox virus will go dormant, and usually those at the base of the spine. And what ends up happening is if you as you age or your body, you go through some sort of stress, you can end up with a shingles attack. And in my case, I got the worst possible. I ended up in the face region, and it went into the, even into the nose. And I had what's called Hutchinson's sign. And I had extremity pain, like you wouldn't believe. And it felt like I had knives being jabbed into my feet. And in my ends of my fingers. And that's kind of the thing I got going with, you know, you is just, what I'm just saying is go get, you know, just get checked out, you know, and the thing with shingles is if you start noticing that you're having anything like, sudden other things happen, antivirals, you know, and your doctor will know what to do. They gave me, fancyclovir, and it stopped it in its tracks. But what ended up happening is they left me from there. I was on my own, and my nervous system was basically destroyed. And I ended up finding that fish oil, for me, did the job. It rebuilds the sheathing around the nerves, and I was having what's called neuropathy. So I'm just saying to you that be on the watch for that. I don't know if there's a history of shingles in the family. But
my sister had it a couple of years ago. She came down with it real bad. Took her out for a couple of weeks, I heard. So.
Yeah. I would strongly urge you, just keep an eye on it. And if you start having more pain like that, unexplained pains, mention it, you know, to the physician.
No, I am. At first it started, it's in my lungs, and I'm thinking I got asthma. And now my stomach is messed up, and my feet are hurting now. It just seems like it's coming. Something is coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, usually I can clear up my stomach. I can't clear it. And this, I've never been sick for like more. This has been going on for months with my lungs. I don't even know if I got cancer or something. And I don't have no insurance. And I don't have no money to go to. And there's no free clinic around here, I don't think, or I haven't seen yet. So I'm kind of messed up until I get a job.
Well, what I would say, hon, is do whatever you can to, you know, number one, rest. Number two, look at the, you know, do whatever you can to get to a doctor, whatever you can do, because this is nothing to play with. And then, and you've got family. Is there family near you?
No, I'm here by myself.
Okay.
My blood family is going, I don't know, they have issues with me. But it seemed like I do have a little close, I've only been here for a week, and it seemed like I got a couple of people who really warmed up to me. So maybe that's what you're feeling.
Well, I honestly, I feel like, no, we're talking blood family, and I do feel that, you know, that you, if you were to reach out for help, that, you know, with a condition that's going on, I don't think that would be a problem. I think that, you know, that sort of thing kind of transcends all the other crap, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help, you know, and reach out to family. You know, they can, you know, sure, there's disagreements, but then there's stuff like, you know, what happened with my father, you know, with his stroke. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that went down before, and when this happened, and, you know, we
No, but they're the ones that causing all this. They just doing crazy stuff to me, and it's like, I don't even want them to be around me, because it's, they just, I mean, I wouldn't even have this. They brought all this negativity right down on me, and I just don't know. I try to deal with it, but,
okay.
I mean, I don't want to go into my issues, but, you know, that's it. I'm just kind of through with them, and I'm just kind of trying to heal myself at this point. And I don't need no more of their garbage and them doing whatever to try to bring me down even more.
Yeah, if it's that way, then what you need to do is, you know, first, you know, okay, take care of yourself. You know, get the medical treatment. You know, go in and do whatever you got to do. Pull whatever lever you got to do to get looked at. Find out what this is. And, you know, but I am strongly getting an immune system thing. That's just the intent, you know, that's the thing. And I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I would just go in and just say, hey, can you do a general spread and take a look, you know, physical, and then find out what is going on here. But this poking sensation in the foot was really strong. And,
yeah, it hurts now. I mean, it don't hurt. It just, yeah, it hurts.
Okay.
And I'm going to the doctor. I'll find someone.
Yeah,
to get
you do what you got to do, and follow that up. I do feel that you have there is a male, a strong male energy who's with you, and there's a female strong energy, and these are.
Well, I might know who the female is. I don't know who the male is.
Strong man. That's this guy is a real, he's a real man's man, and I don't get grandfather, but I get somebody like grandfather, kind of the side of grandfather.
A couple of them died. One of them I didn't even know him, and I was boo-hooing over his casket. And he died. I didn't even know him. And the other one, Purcell, Uncle Purcell, he was a sweetheart. He died with a smile on his face. His funeral was so happy. It was just a family reunion over him.
That's the one that I kind of feel that would be. He was pretty tough. You know.
Yeah, no, he was tough. He was short and he was stocky, and he worked on his cars and he took care of his woman and he got a house and just really, yeah, real, real wise, you know.
Yeah, well, I get that's the male that I would be seeing with you. And then this female,
well, hopefully he can send me somebody just like him then.
Pardon me?
I said, hopefully he can send me somebody who's just like him.
I just got the immediate impression what he's saying to you is, hey, girl, you got to find that on your own, but I'll back you up all the way.
Okay.
he's saying that if you want, he's saying if you want to get, if you got to, he has a saying, and I'm trying to understand this, but... he's saying you gotta go, kind of thing.
I gotta get off my behind
and do something.
I know what you're saying.
It's like a fire in your butt to tell you you gotta work all this stuff, and then you can go out there and get that, you know, win yourself on this guy. So
right.
You know, if you want one like him, you're gonna have to look, you know, and keep your eyes peeled and bat those eyes of yours, you know.
Yeah.
and believe, you've got the wares to do it. So, but The thing is, the female is presenting to me younger than she was when she died. She's not liking. She doesn't want to look older. She wants to look like she did when she was younger, and she's got long hair. Not long, but fairly. She really did her hair up nice. That's what I'm kind of saying with it. And she didn't dress exquisitely. This is the second time I said this tonight, but she dressed well, and was very prim about her appearance, and wanted to be looked on well, and had a big thing about jewelry. So
that would be Patty Sue. When she was young, something happened to her. They're trying to say that she got struck by lightning, but somebody else said that she got beat up by a bunch of girls who were jealous of her, and she always stayed in the 14-year-old mind, and she loved her accessories and her, she knew about toilet water when nobody else knew about it, that expensive perfume from France, and that was back in her day. She was she just died a couple of years ago. She was like 80-something, but, you know, nobody knew about it until years later, and they figure out what she was talking about by toilet water was actually an expensive perfume from France and stuff. And I don't know, she knew about things, and but she was mental for most. But she stayed at that 14-year-old girl mindset,
and she
was an Indian. She's an Indian, and her hair is like, it's not long, but it goes past her shoulders.
Yeah, and she's presenting to me. I don't think you were close to her, but you knew her. You know,
yeah, I knew her pretty. We slept in the same bed. We knew each other, but we were not close. We weren't close, but you know, when I go down south to visit, you know, we always had to go. You know, four people to her bed. You know how that goes when all the family goes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stuff like that. So I did that for a couple of months with her. So, yeah. So.
Well, I honestly feel like she's watching out for you. She's still got that good feeling with you, and she's just there, you know, with your uncle. So they're there with you. They know you're going through a tough time, and don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, spiritual and talk to God too, because God's there with you the whole way on this. You're never alone. You know, even though you think you may be. And look at all the people around you listening right now to you. You know, I mean, you got all kinds of people listening here late at night. And you're going to be fine. But, you know, the first things first is priorities. And, you know, everybody, you know, spiritual on the other side and here in this life is looking at this telling you, girl, you got to go to the doctor. So, you know, that one strikes me as don't take no for an answer. Get in there, find a way to get to somewhere you can get looked at, because I don't think this is I don't think it's cancer, but I think you need to get looked at and get a medicine and some treatment and get this checked out, because, you know, to have the rest of your life, you need to deal with this thing first.
Okay. I definitely will do that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you take care, love.
All right. Stay blessed. Bye.
Yeah, God bless. Bye now. Let's see, 512, thank you, and she's a sweetheart. 978, you're next on the list here. We're moving right through tonight, and I did extend for 2 hours. I've got enough energy, I can keep going here, guys. So we got 40 minutes remaining, and oops, I got to refresh here, so let me see what I got here. 978, so you're going to bring you on. 978, you're on the air.
Hi, John, how you doing? This is Frank.
Hi, Frank. Dude, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Not bad. Can't complain too much. First of all, to things. The rune has been pretty active, as we talked before. It's been actually almost funny. Like, 2 days ago, my mother's very scared of, like, the paranormal, but my aunt was visiting, and she always wake up around 7 in the morning. But 2 nights ago, she would come about 8. But around 6:30, I saw someone actually walk into the hallway and into the bathroom. And I went out, and I felt the presence of whoever was in the bathroom. And then I went back to my room. But I, to all this, I swear that this is my aunt. Then I see the presence, whoever was, going back through the hallway, but I don't hear the door of the room next to my room where my aunt was staying. And I'm like, okay, it's a little stranger. Maybe it was somebody else. And when my aunt wakes up, I ask her, oh, do you wake up earlier to go to the bathroom? And she's like, no. Then I ask my mother, without going into detail, because she would have gotten a little scared. And no. So apparently, I guess people now that maybe they know I can sense, they're like hanging around and everything, like they live here. It's pretty funny, I guess.
Well, actually, that's not uncommon at all. When you're developing abilities, you know, and you're not putting boundaries up, that does tend to happen, and it can actually kind of go south on you. In my case, I mean, I started opening up, and the next thing you know, I had a regular smorgasbord going through here, and I finally had to put my foot down and, do the salt treatment and, sage the place and then put it black tourmaline and everything else and do prayers. Basically to create this space and say, you ain't coming in, I invite you in, you don't come in here. This is my space, outside we can talk, and in Studio A, they're allowed to come in anytime they want when I'm in there. There's no trouble with that. I made the rules clear and they do come in and I do have presences in there and that's great. They can watch me do the show, but, it's just kind of bad etiquette, for them to come in anytime they want. It's just when you get further along in this, there's just certain rules and manners that are expected, even for the other side. It's not just because they come in and they have the right. You too have the ability to say, no, there's boundaries here. But if this man, I think we've talked about this before, it is a man. I get a male energy with this guy, that is coming through. You mentioned this once before, right? I remember we talked about this before, that mm-hmm. you've been seeing stuff. And I'm just getting a feeling I don't know that this is family. It just feels like somebody who's been around the area and you're just opening up. And he's just taking advantage of the opportunity to make himself known. It's like nobody else has seen him, so why not, go hang out with this cool guy that's, the scientist that's doing stuff. He's not the only one, though. There's more than one. And,
yeah, because I had felt like at least three different kind of energies, yeah.
Yeah, it's, there's, and this was in the hallway bedroom area where you saw this one shadow, right?
I heard my happiness in the bathroom, but the one 2 days ago was walking about in the hallway.
Okay, what about the kitchen?
The kitchen is pretty close to where I saw the person walking by because it's opposite to the bathroom, and he actually went in the general direction of the kitchen when he left.
Is if you go out of the kitchen, does that take it into not only the dining room but a living room area?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I would tend to think that you're going to be over time. You're going to see like a third one kind of maneuvering around in there, and it's really your call. You can decide if you want to let them walk around and do things. Cool. But set the limits as to say, gee, I don't want you, grabbing my feet, because that's what happened to me. They're grabbing my feet, and I thought it was,
Oh, no, they had nothing hostile on that matter has happened.
Yeah, see, mine was kind of trying to get, doing whatever it could to get my attention, and I was ignoring this spirit. It was pissing me off, and I was going, I know you're there, but buzz off. And finally, one night, it was just like it grabbed my feet, and I just went, what the hell is wrong with you? And I was just freaking out, and I just went, that's it.
I mean,
you guys are out of here.
I had little visits before, like somebody close to the family died, I believe it was last year, And like around the week that person was by, I had a visitor in my room, which I almost believe it was that person. And whoever came and actually hugged me in the bed, like very tight. But it was pleasant. It was nothing scary or anything. And I remember I had to go to class or something the next day, and I just said, oh, well, you're welcome, but just leave. And whoever it was left then after. But it was actually nice. It wasn't nothing hostile or anything.
Well,
but they're not really bothering at that point yet.
Yeah, just remember, you know, the paranormal, especially close proximity to it over a long period of time, especially when you have spirits that are climbing to bed with you, that's the new one for me. I've already had to, I've had to pull me out, but it's climbing in. That's new. Although I have to take that back. When I was a kid, I got, because I was having experiences as a kid, and my great grandmother who passed, and we were staying in her home, and I actually felt her climb into the bed with me, and she'd been dead for years. And you actually felt the bed depressed, and then you felt someone lay down next to you, and it freaked me out so bad, I ran to the other side of the house, and I wouldn't stay in that room ever again. I was like, you can't pay me to sleep in that bed. And it's like, and I should have, you know, I mean, it was just my grandmother, but, you know, it was kind of weird, you know, I mean, you know, it's not normal. But what's funny is my Uncle Jaffe, who had died in the room that I ran to, I think he understood because there was a white light that would appear on the wall, and we actually tried to paint over this. I could not make this light go away, and I finally realized what it was. Was a spirit energy this letting me know it was there. And it was my uncle.
I've been having that.
He's really good about it, and he never let anything happen to me. I slept like a baby in that room, you know.
Yeah, we're having two spots in my room where there's one light that flashes through from time to time. Actually.
I'll see. What's that again?
Oh, in my room there's like two specific spots where I see this white light going from time to time.
Well, you know, you're having experiences, and I really think, you know, enjoy the experiences. Just make sure they don't go negative on you, and if they do, then, you know, set the boundaries.
I could have my stage somewhere.
Yeah, I would just keep, you're exploring, you know, the boundaries and finding out what works and what doesn't, and just keep doing it, you know. You know, you're a smart kid. You know what you're doing. You know, and you know where to get the information when you need it. I do feel like family is aware on the other side of what you're doing, you know, and they're kind of looking back with like, he's not the first. That's the first, you know, message I got is there's like an older guy who was kind of like you. You're not the first with the same mindset, you know. People looked at this guy that I'm talking about with a lot of respect, but he was a bit of an original thinker, is the kind of word that comes through here. And he's kind of watching over you, but he's laughing at some of the stuff you're doing, and he thinks you're awful. The word cute comes in. He's just sitting there going, cute. Yeah, cute. And that's kind of the way he's coming off, but he's just watching over you. And so don't worry, he's not going to let anything bad happen, but he's kind of letting you kind of sow your oats in this area, so to speak. So just stick with it. I think you could have a good time with it.
And another thing is, like, actually I was wondering, does anybody, friends or family around from the other side, I've been given some thought to retake, like, for a while I was in the path to go to medical school, then for some reasons I move away from that, but it's been very strong this week in my head to like maybe work towards becoming a medical scientist. I mean, go back into medical school, that, but stick to my research interests and sort of like going to maybe an MD PhD program eventually, like in the next few years. And I wonder if anybody from the other side is around and what could be their thoughts on that.
What their thoughts are, you know, so I'm going to try to repeat it. You know, you're wondering what their thoughts are about you going for your medical degree?
Yeah, going back on that path.
They're going to support you on it no matter what you do, but, you know, you're you're not the first scientist, as I get in this whole thing, you know, and you're not the first person with the intellect. And like I said before, you've got that family thing about doing original things. And whatever you want to do is you got to live with the result of that. You know, it's kind of the message I'm getting out of this is you got to live with that. And if you think you can make that work, great. You know, my grandfather Almada, had 4 medical doctorates and a law degree. You know, he got doctorates like, he collected them like, you know, candy, you know, and that's because he just liked doing it. And he was really well respected. He was a cardiologist. He got bored with the heart, so he went on to the brain because, wow, that's where the action is, you know. And he ended up doing original research in, you know, neuropsychiatry and criminal neuropsychiatry was a big thing with him. And he testified in a lot of famous cases and stuff like that. So, you know, and oddly enough, here I am. I'm working with the brain, but in a different way. And he, by the way, he's come through and told me, man, what you're doing is cool. You know, so, but, you know, in your own case, that's the same kind of thing is the medical doctorate stuff, the medical work that you want to do. They're fully supporting you on this, but it's all you. You got to do the work. You got to do the time. You got to show that you really mean it and love it. And if you don't love it, you're not going to do well at it. So, you know, you really have to decide what you love. And that's kind of the thing. You're at an age where you're still kind of picking out what you want to do when you grow up, and I know you're farther along in life, but that's kind of the sense that I get from them. You got to live with the end result. They can advise you, but you got to apply the work, and that's kind of that's the message they're giving. So, take it for what it's
worth. I mean, I do love it, but I'm like. I'm a scientist, but I'm also an actor. I studied drama for, like, 6 years and did a few things. And, like, I sometimes end up in this duality where I want to go one direction in between science and arts, but life pull me in another direction. But then when I pick the other direction, I get pulled back into the direction I was before. So it's a little tiresome at times. And I'm sort of have to make a decision.
You do, you know, I'll tell you something. Life is, seasons. And, you know, I'm 51 years old. I'm in the middle seasons of my life. And, by all means, I'm not done. You know, I plan to be here another 180, 200 years. I got it worked out. But, you know, bottom line is, you know, I spent the first, you know, half of my life in science. And it's only now I've pulled the stops off this whole creative bent and doing this other work and going in a direction that I choose to kind of drift away from that and move into this other area that I want to explore. And it's by divine guidance and choice and me just, you know, trusting my instincts that I'm doing this. So, you know, you don't have to do it all at once. You can do it you can have a life plan, which is what I did. I actually wrote down goals, and, you know, I wrote down that I wanted to walk on a volcano, and guess what? I walked on an active volcano and got within 20 feet of a flowing lava river. I've done that. I've stood and partied at the Arctic Circle with, and having margaritas at the Arctic Circle, you know, with a blender, blending ice out in the middle of the sea. I've done that, dude. I mean, I've done these things because I wrote this stuff down and I followed my life plan. You know, have I got everything done yet? I haven't got space travel down yet. I've got it on the list, you know, but I got a lot farther in life because I made the list than I would have otherwise. And, you know, so and now here I am a radio. I put down, I wanted to be a radio host. Guess what? I'm sitting here in front of all you guys. I'm a friggin' radio host and I'm doing mediumship. You know, that one I didn't have on the list, but it was kind of fated that I'd be doing that. But, you know, what I'm saying is the decisions are going to be pretty easy for you. You've got the scientific bent. If I was in your shoes, I would be the scientist because that's what you get the mind for it. This other thing, you can develop that, cook that along as a little theme, kind of like what I did. And then when it's time for that to come out, it'll come out. So, the old guy's been telling you stuff. Get out there and do stuff.
No, that's not like my general feel is that, like, I mean, science will be perhaps the hardest path to follow, but on the long run, it feels like it will be the more fulfilling than any other path, creative path or so. That, I mean, that's my deep inside feeling about it.
Well, you got to follow what your heart says, and you know, if you need to get go far away from everybody who's a distraction in your life, and face the one person who matters the most, and that's you. And you know, go off on a vacation and just, you know, sit down and have some good face time with yourself. That always worked for me. And then when you get, you know, get to the end of it, you know, an old trick I remember is the balance sheet. And I don't remember who taught me that, but it was a great thing. It's basically you just sit down, you go pluses and minuses for, you know, for each thing you want to do. Then you hold it up side by side and say, how do I feel about this? And it's some black and white in front of you, and then you'll know. And it's that easy. It's sometimes just making a little model like that, that's all it takes. And then you go, this is what's right. So I hope that helps you, my friend.
And just one little last question. Somehow every, like, all through, like, spring, summer, I keep getting these messages through other people, and even when I was trying to do my own, like, readings, I have a few angel cards, about me getting a soulmate or some sort of a date, even when we did the first EVP or, like, the second, there was something about getting...
Sorry? I remember that. I remember getting you, you had a love interest coming through.
And like everywhere shows up. I mean, if they can like elaborate or say something else about that, because like to be quite honest, I am in a situation in life where I really completely like sign off. Like I have no interest since last year on dating anyone. Like if it's for me, I just want to focus on my career and maybe start dating at 40 again. But like that was the least of my priorities. Huh?
How old are you again?
I'm 27 right now.
You're what?
27.
27. I hate to break it to you, but when love rears its ugly head, and actually its beautiful head too, you ain't going to have any control over that. And I'm going to stick to my guns on this thing. You're going to meet her, and it's going to be sooner rather than later. So, you know, you just better deal with it. Sorry. She's going to ring your chimes, dude. She'll rock your world, throw your socks. You ain't going to have any choice. You're just going to have to deal with it. So the way I would look at it, enjoy your career, you know, but don't look at it as a distraction. You know, love is a distraction. It's it can be very rewarding.
No, I understand, but...
Really, you've got it in your head. You've got all this stuff to do, and... Yeah, and you want to do that, and it's kind of the thing I sense is the distraction factor, and she's going to be an enabler for you. That would be the word that comes for me, is an enabler.
It is?
She will make her life around your life, and you will also be very attentive to her, and that's what it takes to make it work, but you two will be meeting. Yes.
Well,
You're goose.
If it happens that way... If it happens that way, I get to be nice, but my big worry is, like, especially if I, like, my current plan is, you know, I graduate in the spring for my undergrad. I'm probably going to be moving on into a master's degree, and I should have that done within the next 3 years. And after the master's is when I probably go back into the medical degree track. That will take quite a few years because of... My point is, when I get there, I'm not sure if I'm even going to be in the state that I am right now. So it will be a little worrisome if I get into a relationship and then I have to make, you know, this huge decision. Do I stay in the state? What do I do now?
Dude, you're talking like a project manager. You got this all mapped out. Sorry, ain't going to work that way.
It might not, but...
You're going to get your ass kicked is what's going to happen. You're going to be sitting there at this little... This woman's going to walk through and she's going to bat her eyes at you and you are done. Your goose is perfect. You are done. There is no choice in this. The heart is going to rule. Your logical side is going to take a hike. You're going to be sitting there going, what the hell hit me? You are done. And it's within the year. Sorry. You're done.
I had a year.
I'm going to get married, dude. You were right. And I'm just going to sit there and go, yeah, okay. What's she like?
I don't know. If I get married, I'm simply coming back to let you know because that is super unlikely.
You are going to, actually, I don't think it's going to be married right off the bat, but you definitely, a serious relationship is coming your way. And And what I would do to confirm that, and if you really want to make that happen a little bit more, just to add some more fuel to the fire, go see a good tarot reader, and also probably an astrologer would be a good time to go check this out, because I think they're going to agree with me. So, yeah, I think you're done. Yeah. Enjoy the
oven. I did see an astrologer last month, and they had pretty good things to say. Nothing to do with dating, good for me, but but they did say pretty good things. Anyway, I believe you have somebody else on queue, so I will let you go for now, so you can
We got
take
you as a
person. And are you going to do EVPs this week?
Yeah, we're going to do EVPs on Thursday, so
I'm probably going to be back on Thursday.
Okay, my friend.
Yeah, have a good night. Thank you, John.
Okay, see you later. He is so dumb. Doesn't even know what's about to hit him. Okay, 916, in my local area, is here. 916, are you with me?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Kaylin from Sacramento.
Hi, Kaylin from Sacramento. I know Sacramento. I'm up in Shingle Springs.
Oh, that's really close.
Yeah.
I have a question. Regarding romance, I'm just trying to, it's just really, really whatever you pick up on. I'm kind of like casually dating a couple of guys, so I'm wanting something more than just casual dating, more of a real relationship, because I'm going through college and I'm not going to be able to casually date anymore with going to school full time and trying to work, so.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, God. You got the same, this is the same thing that Frank had going on. You're setting conditions on when you can have love come in, okay? And really, I'm going to stick with this, because you've kind of said it already. I'm going to do this and this and this, and then I can do this. And that's nice. You can do that, but your heart is a whole different organism. It's kind of like it's got its own little agenda, and it'll do it. Uh-huh. Do things when the right person comes along. I mean, I'm 51 and dating again, and trust me, it's a whole new experience at 51. But some things are constant, and putting schedules on love doesn't work. It's really a matter of just enjoying what you're having at the moment. And the casual dating and all that. You're so young that putting the timer on it is you're a little early on the clock there for me. The sense I get with you is these guys are not taking what you're doing seriously. You're kind of looking for a mate, and that's perfectly normal. But enjoy the ride. Enjoy the fact that you can date multiple men and have a good time, and not put expectations on them per se to suddenly wake up and say, oh, she's the one. Men are kind of weird. Having been one for 51 years now, I can tell you that they're blockheads. That's a good one. They're kind of meatheads, and they don't always get what's happening. And you got to be patient with them, and let them come to it on their own, and occasionally flash the little sign to them so they can get the point. But in your case, I don't think you have any troubles, attracting them. You can get a date in a heartbeat. And that's the sense I get with you. Men do look at you. I mean, right?
Yeah.
You're very aware of your wares. You've got the wares. You got the equipment. You know what to do with it. It's the mindset. And the mindset is kind of just gently fatherly energy here to you, my darling, is to say to you that give these young poor guys a chance, and date and just have fun, because there's plenty of time. But love is not a love's not a commodity. It's a river. It's it just chooses to come your way and wash over you. You're going to be you don't have a choice. It's done. And I just sense with you I just get the feeling you have watched family members go through some difficulties with it, and then one successful family member who did have a very good relationship, and you're kind of emulating that. That's what you want.
And yeah, that would be my parents. Yeah.
Okay, and were they at the age when they married, they were in their 20s, early 20s, when this all transpired, when they fell in love?
They were high school sweethearts, and then about 22, 23 is when they got married, and my mom was actually pregnant with me when she was getting married, so.
Okay, so you're looking at a past world that's kind of no more, with regard to what you're going through. You're expected to be grown up all at once, you know, and really you're still a child. Really, really, when you get down to it, 22,
mm-hmm.
You got a lot. You're in that great in between. You've got some life experience, but you don't, you know, in the work world, they're not even treating you seriously, and yet you do. You've got a very. The thing I get with you is you're very serious and very studious. You want to prove yourself, and.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got to put up with that. God, I feel sorry for women sometimes because they get crapped on, and you really are getting a kind of a dose of it, I think, from somebody, and they're not treating you like you really are. That's just a separate side subject, but the thing is, just trust that the things are going to happen in the order they should, and relax,
okay.
You know, relax, because. I do. Now, you said something about your situation is going to change. Can you elaborate on that? Because that's going to affect what I say next.
My situation is going to change.
Your position is going to change. What does that mean?
Oh, right now I'm kind of just, I'm not really working. I'm not going to school. In October I start school up. And then after that, once I know all my schedules and everything, I'm going to be going to work. So everything's kind of going to, you know, turn where I don't have so much time for myself or so much free time, I guess you could say. I was just, these guys that I'm around, they're like, they want more than dating too, but they're all so like different in all their different ways. Like I just don't know which guy is going to be like emotionally like supportive enough for me.
Well, and that goes vice versa, you know. You got to you got to give back. That's a two-way street. That's why that's what makes that relationship really work. And the thing I would get with you is the word, the number three comes in, which means March to me, and you're going to have March is when this this all starts to kind of start changing its direction. Date now. Have fun. Can make it clear that you're not in that position just yet. But enjoy yourself. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what I get is February, March, April time frame, and especially in March is when this starts to shift for you. And you will be around some new people in a new situation. It'll be a completely different thing, and you will see this guy is going to show up, and you're going to know. And there's no controlling it. So you're going to know, and he's going to know. And it's going to be like, this happened to me only once in my life. I took one look at her, she took one look at me, and it was like, boom. And I was just like, wow, cool. And she was like, wow, cool. And it was just great. And we had a great time. And it was, it didn't end up in a marriage, but we were in love. And that was I had the best time ever. And that's the sense I get with you. But I do get with you, this goes far, far more than what happened with me. It goes a lot further. So unconsciously, I think you were trying to mirror some of what happened with the success of your family. You know, you see the marriage, and that's what I want. And
yeah, I was with my high school sweetheart. We dated since freshman year. We've been together for 4 years. Well, longer than 4 years. We were 4 years together in high school and then 3 years out. So we've been together for about 7 years now. And we broke up because we just didn't have enough time for each other. But he's one of the guys that's coming back. So I'm kind of like, I don't really know. You know what I mean? If we'll be able to handle me going to school now.
Well, you know what? There's something called true love, and when it happens, it's I'll tell you what. It happened to me so hard, my heart hurt. It was that powerful of an emotion. I didn't realize that could be that way. And I don't know if you've ever had that, but when it happens to you, you're gonna know. And it doesn't mean it's gonna be that way forever and ever. You know, in 40 years, when you look at them and you've been married and you're in your 50s, you go, ooh, I got that same feeling. It ain't gonna really be that way, but there'll be this love that will just be, you know, powerful and life, you know, there for life. And it's just, wow, you know, that's the kind of thing you're aiming for, and you'll get that. You know, but don't settle for less, you know, just to get it because you want it now. Put the investment in and I think 6 months is not a long time to wait. You know, it seems like a long time, but March, it's going to be nice. I think you're going to have a good time. Yeah, but just get out there and have fun. You know, date.
Okay. And do you get any messages from the other side?
I knew you see a woman. This one presents as old to me. She's got glasses on. They're kind of big horn rim jobs. They're kind of black. There's black. I see black. Mm-hmm. Black glasses. And she's got, I wouldn't say ethnic, but she's definitely got an accent. She's got, it's a slightly, and I can't even identify it, but it's an accent, and it's not American.
That would be my grandma.
Yeah.
We're Greek. So she's...
Okay. Does she wear big kind of horn? She wears some funky glasses?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's presenting that she's like right there with you, and she knows what you're going through. The thing is, I don't think you've seen her. I don't think she's gone out of her way because she, you know, that's kind of a big thing, you know. I don't know how well you'd handle that. But at a later point in life when, she may present to you actually more directly, but do you ever feel like somebody's around you?
Yeah, I'm very, very like intuitive. I feel her around me a lot.
She's
going to kind of sound weird. After I got my tattoo for my birthday for her, in remembrance for her, that night I felt her kind of like touch it. So, yeah, I felt her around me a lot.
Well, she's, you know, the word touchstone comes to mind right off of that. So she's in your heart the whole way. She knows what you're going through. Talk to her, you know, pray to her and pray to God and just pray for that person that you want to come through and know, you know, and just trust your heart, you know, that inner leading, that little voice, when you know it's right, then you'll know it's right. But, and you're being true to your heart now because you are questioning, you're looking at it and you're saying, hey, I can't, this isn't working for me. And that's very wise of you to do that. You know, you're a smart young lady. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep questioning. And just don't put a schedule on it. That's the big one that I could see. So I hope that helped you.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Okay. You know, and you got to call, call me back in March or April and you tell me how this goes because I'm going to love hearing this. This ought to be good. I'll be laughing.
Okie dokie. I will do.
Okay. You take care, sweetheart.
You too.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
And that's kind of fitting. She's in my area, sweet young thing. She's gonna have a nice time. I can just feel it. Anyway, hey, guys, I don't have chat up, and I'm sorry I popped out of that. I was extending the show and stuff. And you guys are some real troopers staying with me here this late. It's 1:25 in the morning. So Deb SX, Frank is going to have his own little love experience. Guest 31, guest 99, and Jason from Paranormal Guys. Hey, thanks to everybody. We got 4 minutes remaining. I'm just going to kind of just sit back and what is Elizabeth saying here before I jump out? Good Lord, she wrote me a whole letter there. I'm just going to put that off to the side. But anyway, we've had a great time tonight, and I'm glad I kind of did two back-to-back shows. 4 hours on the air. John, youth is wasted on youth size, but at 52 or 51, if we should appreciate it better, you got that right. See the sights, the view, then think of the blockheads on Gumby and Pokey. They need to be molded gently. Oh, did I type that out loud? That's good. That's good, Deb. I love that. Constantine for Albeline is like heartburn. It costs you lots of money, and then Constantine took off, laughing not at you but with you. She's darling. Yes, very nice night. Oh yeah, thanks a lot, Deb. I've had fun tonight, and we'll definitely be on Thursday to do some more mediumship and definitely some soul streaming. And it was good. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank the other side as always. Debbie Caruso, thank you for coming in on the prior show and working with us. And you are always an enabler, my sweet. And if I hope you come through to me tonight when I go to bed here, just in a few minutes. But I'm eternally grateful for doing this work. And it is not me. I'm just the messenger. I pass this stuff on, and just trust what comes through. And it's because of God that all this happens. So to all my friends out there, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. I'm going to sign it off, and I got to go to work in the morning and earn a living, just like the rest of these guys. So everybody, thanks a lot, and I'm going to go ahead and play something fun here. Let me see what's I'll play the ghost theme. I haven't played that in a while. Here we go. Talk to you guys later. Bye now. We'll be right back.